Life can be an extraordinary adventure. More than ordinary. In the gym. At home. At work. More than ordinary. Advice. Without the new agey bullshit.
Welcome to the More Than Ordinary podcast, presented by Seven Generation Games. I'm Maria Burns-Ortiz. My co-host slash co-founder, Anne Maria DeMars, is in Chile, so she's brought in these two other folks who will do most of the talking here since I'm just a prop at the moment. But if you're looking for really cool things to do, check out Making Camp Premium by Seven Generation Games. Math, language arts, history, all in one amazing app. Which brings me to today's topic, which is middle school. Everybody's getting back to school ready, and because our games partly focus on middle school and because Anne-Marie thought it'd be an amazing topic, even though she didn't bother showing up, long, long backstory with a lot of swearing actually goes into that, I have these two who have graciously offered to take her place. Please, special guest co-hosts, introduce yourselves.
I'm Julia DeMars, college gal, and here's my niece, who is not a college gal, but a middle schooler, or future middle schooler.
Ava Ortiz.
Anyways, Anne Maria thought it would be amazing for Julia, who is now a college gal, as she puts it, to impart some of her wisdom, her very deep wisdom that she's gained now in her 20 years of life, and share them with young Ava here, who is only half of her age and in desperate need of some wisdom. So the topic today is middle school, and since I have blocked out most of my middle school experience, we're turning it over to these two to discuss the do's, the don'ts, the ins, the outs, the questions that you may have or may not even know that you have about middle school. So you two ladies, take it away.
Okay, well, I don't know how I'm supposed to give any wisdom to Ava, who's already smarter than me, but I think middle school is pretty boring for me since I went to private Catholic school, so you know, none of that public school fun stuff happened to me. But I'm supposed to do topics. Okay, so what do you want to know about first? Anything?
Nothing in particular.
Great, you're giving me a lot to work with. What Anne Maria had mentioned was studying boys, which I don't think she understands that you still don't like boys, you know, cooties or whatnot.
Yeah, boys are meh.
Yeah, especially at St. Anne's, you know, there's not much. I mean, when I went there, you know, there wasn't much happening there.
Ava's staying away from boys until at least she has her PhD.
That's what Maria thinks. We will see. We'll get into high school later. Nothing happens there either. So Ava goes to the same kindergarten through eighth grade school that I went to.
We don't need to give the address because there's a lot of weirdos out there.
Okay, never mind. It's a small school, so there's not much to worry about or anything, but grades are important in this family and just in life.
Okay, one biggest thing that you wish you had knew going into middle school that you didn't know until much later in life. And much later in life, I mean, like, I don't know, what, 9 years later?
I mean, you don't have to stress about anything. Mom was saying things that kids stress about. I don't know if you're stressing about anything grades-wise. You have to do well for high school to get into high school, but nobody really cares what grades you get right now. It's not the end of the world if you don't do the best. It matters more in high school to do the best. So you want to peak in high school.
You don't want to peak in high school. You want to peak. You don't want to be and have been like, oh, I hit high school. Now I've peaked in life.
All right, one thing I wish I knew going into middle school that I know now. Just be nice to everybody, but also I just remember I didn't like one of my teachers. I'm not going to say any names if they're listening, but I didn't like one, and I felt like that made me not do as well in school, but you need to not let that affect you at all. If you don't like a teacher or like their style, you just have to work around it, even if they're really dumb. Oh, well, okay, this is about going into high school, kind of, but you might get sick and tired of uniforms, but do not let that dictate where you go to high school, because I didn't want to go to an all-girls private Catholic school with uniforms, and I wanted to go to a co-ed with dress code. It's kind of worse just having a dress code, because then the nuns can just get you in trouble for the length of your skirt or whatever. It's just really annoying and dumb. It's hard to look cute when you have a dress code, so it's not even that bad to wear uniforms, so, you know, just don't hate uniforms, because you won't have to wear them. for the rest of your life after school, and it's not really that bad.
They can get you in trouble for wearing a skirt?
No. If it's too short, you know, or if you're not wearing a collared shirt, if you're just wearing like a t-shirt, like they have, you know, free dress Fridays or whatever, but...
The heck?
Yeah, and you can't wear jeans, but everyone does like black jeans. You know, I don't know if you can... Do you like your uniforms? So no.
Not really.
You don't like your uniform, but you like the not having to worry about what you're going to wear.
Yeah.
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 But like, I don't like the uniform.
Yeah, it's just in school, it's easier to have a uniform, and the rest of your life, don't wear a uniform, you know, outside of school. Then it's creepy.
Unless you're like a brilliant neurosurgeon, then you're wearing scrubs all the time and you're white doctor.
Yeah, I meant like a Catholic schoolgirl's uniform.
Yeah, because then that is kind of creepy.
We'll be right back.
You can be too successful.
How so?
Our latest games have parents suggesting we get endorsements from YouTube celebrities, have professional gamers stream us on Twitch. They point out where we aren't the virtual reality level of Call of Duty.
Yet.
The point is, our games are so much more, well, game-like than the average educational games that people forget. That what you really should be comparing these games to are math worksheets.
Yeah, I mean, you can have your kids sit down and do math workbooks for 20 minutes, if you can even get them to do that. Or you can let them play Fish Lake, which they'll probably ask you to let them keep playing after 20 minutes.
Or you can play yourself. You know you are never going to pick up one of those workbooks again for the rest of your life. Still, do you remember how to reduce fractions to lowest terms, multiply and divide fractions?
If not, play Fish Lake before Mia or Connor or Aiden or Joe gets home from school and asks for your help with their homework.
Okay, next question.
Favorite subjects. Since obviously we're not getting here with a lot of advice, why doesn't Julie give us her favorite subject and explain why, and then Ava can give us her favorite subject and explain why?
Well, the whole family already knows I despise math and science, and everyone else is basically the opposite.
How dare you!
Okay. Well, my favorite subject was English, but in college now I'm studying creative writing, but there was no creative writing in middle school or high school, I'm pretty sure, but at least not in my high school. But I think I liked English class the best, and art is fun. Just things that, you know, are just basically easy to me.
I just like math because it's easy.
Well, yeah, you know what? Different sides of the brain are being used, but what do you want to be when you grow up, though?
No clue.
Same. We're both years apart, but standing in the same place, so it's fine.
But maybe that could be a piece of your advice. You don't have to have it all figured out when you're in middle school or high school. Maybe towards the end of college, you should be starting to figure it all
maybe
out.
Maybe when you're going into your junior year like I am, but I mean, I have a good idea. It's just, I don't know exactly, specifically. I know generally, like, writing, and I have a minor in psychology, which I don't know what that's, but I know something with writing, at least. You know, if you just have an idea, you have even more opportunities if it's your subject that you're interested can apply to different things.
I thought you kind of had a plan, Ava. What was your plan?
President of the United States.
What do you mean?
Ava's plan is to graduate from high school potentially early and then go to college early and then go get her master's. That's what she was telling us the other day.
MIT.
Okay. You should just come now so we can hang out, because that's kind of close to where I go now. Maybe I'll do that too by the time you get there. Maybe I'll get a better degree somehow.
I'm up for that. Okay. I'll move to Boston.
You guys can be roommates.
Yeah!
Oh, perfect. How old am I going to be by then?
Well, it depends on how Ava goes and finishes things.
Yeah. Well, how many? Did you skip one grade or two? You could have skipped two, though, right? Or no? Oh, they both shrugged. Don't know what that means, but anyways. So you don't like boys, right?
Nope.
Okay, good. Next.
Nope.
Yeah, second time for emphasis. Oh, what about like sports?
I like soccer.
What are you playing? Do you play for Sanya? Or sorry, not the school. Do you play for your school?
No.
No? Why not? Because they suck.
They don't have a girls' soccer team.
They what?
They don't have a girls' soccer team.
Since when? They had one when I went there.
They don't have one anymore.
Okay, well, it's probably not that successful.
The times they are changing, Julia. Actually, they don't have a coach, I think, is the reason why.
Oh, yeah, that's why. They don't have a coach for the team.
Gender equality. I just don't get this country anymore. Anyways, but Ava is a soccer superstar outside of school.
Yep.
Which is even better. So that's what matters. Do you want to keep playing forever?
Yeah.
In high school? In college?
Yeah.
All of it?
I think so.
Go to the pros?
Maybe.
We'll see. You know, you're like 10. So. Well, you should keep playing soccer, even if you feel like sometimes you're getting bored of it or whatever. I mean, I thought I was getting bored with judo, but like then I started soccer. But starting out earlier in soccer helps a lot. And like, I don't know, just keeping with it and going to club teams and everything like that will help you for college too.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be practicing with the club team in Santa Monica.
That's
so that'll
good.
Be fun while I do AYSO.
Yeah, I know you practice a lot more than me, especially. Definitely, you should keep doing that. That is my advice.
Yep.
Sports help with lots of things, including getting into college, but also it's good while you're studying to have that. Then you won't have a lot of stress too. Like that helps you out, like have fun.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Deep words of wisdom from Julia.
They're always deep. What about friends?
I'm not even in middle school
yet. She hasn't
yet.
Been yet. She can't tell you about
I don't
it.
Know anything about it.
Oh, you're not even here providing comic relief. You're just dead weight.
You're holding us back. Get out of here. I'm just kidding. Stay. No, what about your friends? How many friends do you have? Zero?
A few.
A few?
Wait.
You need 10 at least.
Or my, in my class or other grade?
Oh, you're friends with the big kids.
No,
you're
the younger
so cool.
kids.
Oh, younger.
Only the younger kids pretty much.
Okay. Well, how many friends do you have? Do you
a lot of friends with the younger kids, very few in my class.
Middle school advice. It's not all about who has the most friends. It's about quality over
okay.
quantity.
Keep your friends close. Your enemies closer. Do you have any enemies?
Nope.
Right now? Well, just wait. That's what middle school's for. That's where you find all of them.
Ava has no enemies.
I saw that. All right. Well, we'll move on. Who is it that you hate?
What the heck?
Just kidding. Just kidding. She loves everybody. She's
no
a ray
answer.
Of sunshine. No comment. She has no comment. That's very diplomatic of you. Okay. So, but yeah, keep in touch with your friends unless they suck. Then don't and drop them and find new ones in middle school. But mostly, if they're cool, you know, then keep them.
Is this the first year you're changing classes, right?
Oh, yep. Yeah. I got three teachers. New teacher, and teacher I don't really know.
That's fun. Yeah, I remember that. 6th and 7th and 8th grade all switch around. That's the start of something new and exciting.
You're really selling it up here, Julia.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel like, I guess I hit puberty in 7th grade. You want to talk about that? That's really fun.
No!
We're not excited about that, apparently. Well, I wasn't either, but it's fine. I feel like a lot of people talk about not liking high school, but everyone likes middle school, I think. There's pretty good odds that you're gonna have a good time, but just watch out.
Watch out for what?
Sharks. No, I was kidding.
There are sharks at this
I don't know.
School?
Maybe.
I'm
They'll
scared.
Shake you down. I don't know. What? You might, I don't know if you'll encounter any mean girls yet. I don't think that's a thing, especially at
in
your
sixth
school.
Grade?
I don't know. I was kind of mean when I was in kindergarten, but then I got over that. That was a phase.
Why?
I got bullied in preschool. That was traumatic. Well, I didn't really get bullied. It was just these two evil blonde twins that would get separated and then take it out on all the other kids. And he literally hit me in the eye with like a plastic castle. And then I dropped out.
Yeah,
I got
Julia
back.
Julia dropped out of baby daycare, preschool. Anything else that we're missing?
No, I got back in the system though. I'm here to stay. It's okay. I turned my life around. Yeah, I remember it was girls against boys in kindergarten. You have guys that are friends, not boyfriends. Sorry. Cooties, but you have guys that are friends, right?
Not really. No.
Okay. Well,
Amelia's more
of a tomboy.
Yeah, she's got friends of both. Ava's more
mature, right?
Yeah.
Most of the boys at your school are immature.
Yes.
What do they do that's immature?
Julia can give you advice on how to overcome these things, I guess.
Punch him in the face. Just kidding. Don't do that. That's number one thing not to do.
Well, it depends on what happens first.
Yeah. Or you can pants them. You might want to do that first and then punch them and then they'll trip because they're pantsed. And then they're just...
What?
Okay.
She doesn't know what pantsed is, I think.
You pull their pants down. Maybe not their underwear because that'd be awkward. That would be traumatizing, you know? You don't want to scar them for life just for a week, so... Watch out. Just, you know, keep it light pantsing.
Did you do a lot of pantsing?
I don't recall. I did. I think I hit, I don't know if I hit a boy because he like, I think he like touched my leg or something and I hit him or something because I was like, don't touch me. But
what the heck?
I don't know. Boys are weird and so am I, but.
And this was last week? Is that?
Yes, but it's still, it can apply. No. I'm just kidding. That was there. I didn't get in trouble, though, because his fault. Don't freaking come near me, or I'll pants you. And then I'll trip you. Or you could tie their shoes together while you're in class. I don't know. Fun stuff. You should do some pranks.
You try and get him to slip on a banana peel.
Yeah. basically.
Ava's a little angel, though.
Yeah.
So that's too
bad. I can't do that.
It's rude.
No. It would ruin her street cred.
Yeah, it'd ruin my street.
It would make your street cred.
Yeah, it'd ruin my street. It'd be horrible.
So maybe we should call this advice not to take from Julia.
Well, I could have told you that from the beginning. I don't know why I was brought in as the advice giver. Maybe Ava should be giving me advice on how to be a better person.
That'd be good. Ava, give Julia advice. What's one piece of advice you would give Julia, who's heading off to Boston? You're a Boston expert. You've spent half of your life living in Boston.
I don't know. I don't remember any of it. I was 5 and under. I don't remember anything, really.
So Ava remembers nothing about Boston. Julie remembers nothing about middle school. This is really going places.
I was less than 5 years old.
Hey, I remember getting my first bra in middle school. Now dad's leaving. That's what you have to look forward to. I actually don't know if that was my first bra. My first bra. Do you know what a bra is yet?
Yes.
Are you teaching her anything?
I couldn't hear what you said.
Are you sheltering her?
I bought her a book and I told her she could read it.
Dad literally left.
I didn't want to.
You didn't want to read it?
That's why I hate the color yellow now.
Mom didn't tell me anything. What? You hate the color yellow? I'm wearing yellow.
The book that I gave her is a yellow book.
Wow. Well, don't discriminate against colors. Yeah, no, Mom didn't tell me anything about anything. I went through puberty alone, but it's fine. You find other soldiers amongst you. I'm kind of dead right now.
Well, this is going off the rails.
We'll be right back.
You know how sometimes you have an idea of how you want something done? Like how you would have your living room decorated, your closet organized, or whatever. But you just haven't had the time to get around to it because the way it is right now is passable and it works. But in the back of your head, you know it could be better someday. Well, for Spirit Lake the Game, someday is today. At Seven Generation Games, we've rolled out a major update of our very first game. We've kept the parts that were already great and enhanced those areas where we saw potential for enhancements to give you a new version of the game that we know kids will love even more than the original. If you don't have Spirit Lake, well, what are you waiting for? Get it today.
So this is an example of what middle school is like. A bunch of awkward half conversations and discomfort, room tension.
I wouldn't make it awkward. I would make it fun for everyone. I think, oh my God, you should see the talks that happened in college. I can't even tell you right now because it's just rated R, but you should see the presentations that go on. It's hilarious. I can't wait for you to see it.
The presentations that go on that are rated R? Where are you hanging out?
I'm talking about orientation for college. Do you want me to... I can't talk about it because Ava's in the room, but it's really funny.
Huh. Must be very different. When I went to NYU, we had like one. No, we definitely didn't do that. I think at NYU, they expect you to know what. They expect you to have sex ed before you come to college. But maybe that's what happens in those big city schools.
No, like I don't know.
For me, our freshman orientation involved basically like some kind of thing where they talked about Taming of the Shrew, like the play. And then I don't really remember the rest, but definitely was not rated R. It was pretty boring. Like, here's where you get your ID card, and here's where you go get your meals. And yeah, it was definitely not rated
this
R.
This is where you go get the other things that I don't even know if Ava knows the word yet, so.
If she read that yellow book.
Yeah. No, it's fun. Just
not
you'll learn
the
in
yellow
college.
Book. Well, not the yellow book.
Well, she'll learn in college since she didn't read the yellow book. Because if she goes to Leslie, you know, they might give her a few lessons on it. You know, you can always go in and ask, but they'll look at you pretty weird.
You can walk over from MIT and go ask them.
Oh yeah, sorry. Well, MIT is so much better than us, but they don't teach you about sex ed. They'll accept someone who doesn't know about sex ed.
Ava has now decided she's not going to be part of this podcast or this conversation. She says, I was promised talks about middle school, and Julia's taken it way off the rails. Way, way off the
up
rails.
Up to college.
Try and make
I'm going into sixth grade, and I'm 10. Not middle. Not college, where you're like 20.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm at, so.
Not where I'm going to.
Okay, so
yeah, Julia, keep it age appropriate.
Back to middle school. Anyways, do you wear skirts or pants for your uniform?
Skirts.
Why?
Ava has never once worn pants.
Nope.
To school ever.
Never.
One time I went to school second grade, I think, or was it first grade? I think it was first grade, and I got a boy haircut, and I was so sad, and I used to wear pants, so then all these second grade girls, these two second grade girls, oh, why'd you wear your hair like that or something? You look like a, why do you wear pants like now that your hair is so short? You look like a boy, and then I just told on them, because you know what? I can wear whatever I want, and they're dumb. So, you know what? That's what you should do if any girls ever pick on you. Just tell on them. Because who cares? I don't care if it's not cool. I'm cooler than you. I wouldn't freaking tell you look like a boy. So, yeah, don't get a short haircut in middle school. Because, you know, that's not the funnest thing to deal with. Erica's beeping through the window.
Bye. Now, did you wear pants in middle school?
I think I probably switched to skirts at that point because of the whole pants haircut debacle. But... I don't know. I rolled my skirt up, you know, a lot and stuff. I would put like mousse in my hair and try to scrunch it up even though I just had straight hair and like, I don't know, you know, my style wasn't the best. So thankfully I did have uniforms even though I still made them look weird.
I look fine in my uniforms, I think.
Yeah, I rather wear the PE uniforms because those are just comfy with, you know, comfy
if
shorts and t-shirt.
If you have the sweatpants. So the shorts are sort of like...
awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically middle school in a nutshell. Awkward.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Okay, well, just kidding. It's not awkward.
But you already said it was.
I'm lying to you now. This whole podcast has been a lie.
What?
I don't know. What they tell you in middle school is basically what you learn is reduce, reuse, recycle, don't do drugs, hugs, not drugs.
That's it? That's all you learn in 3 years?
Yeah. You could basically just skip it. I think you should go to high school right now. Actually, just go to college. Actually, just get a job. Why don't you get a job right now?
That's what I wanted to do, but they are against it. She's against it. My father's against it. Why? I want money!
Yeah, Ava sent us like a whole bunch of links the other day about why you should allow your 10-year-old to get a job.
About 250 reasons why jobs I can have.
Well, you know what? You have your whole life to work, so why don't you just appreciate?
I want money! I want money!
For what? More candy? More piggy bank? Like, what do you... For more toys or, like, dolls?
I want a phone!
What is it that you're lacking in your life, Ava?
You have
a phone!
You don't need a phone. Who are you calling? Your two friends?
Know.
Your two younger friends that don't even have a phone? Because they're four.
They're 9 and 10.
Who are you going to call? Your parents? To come pick you up from school? Which they're already going to do? You don't need to communicate that to them. That's pointless. Just wait till you have some more friends that other people who have phones. Wait until you have something interesting to say. Till you get a phone and you have people to talk to about interesting things, not just what grade you get on that math test.
I would never share my grades.
Well, then exactly. Don't get a phone. You even have that
so
to share.
Low of me.
What do you mean you wouldn't share your grades? That's what everyone does, at least when I went to school. Everyone's
like, I don't.
Whoa, okay.
I don't.
Everyone's like, what'd you get? That's because you probably got the best grade. Nobody wants to know. Because they make them all feel worse about themselves. That's what I'm guessing. They want to know what the loser's scores are. Like, what'd you get? Oh, a 2? Ha ha ha. I got a 50. I don't even know. That's so bad.
50 isn't much better than a 2. They're both Fs.
That's a little bit better.
They're both Fs.
So, yeah.
There's
you might
not
as well.
Much of a difference than an F and an F. A fail and a fail.
So, what kind of grades do you get right now? It's like asking an adult how much money they get, I feel like.
Awesome A's.
Awesome A's, is that what they call them?
Nope.
Oh. I remember when they did O's and I don't even remember the rest.
That's
outstanding.
Third grade.
You want to hear a funny joke I heard?
What?
If you're ever going to go outside, just tell someone, hey, I'm going to go outside and... I'm gonna go stand outside, so if anyone asks, I'm outstanding.
Did you just snort? That may be the first snort in the history of this podcast.
Yeah, I do that when I laugh sometimes, because it was really funny. Anyway.
All right, well, that seems like more than enough useless advice from Julia DeMar.
Hope you can use any of this.
Tune back in. Some other time for more useless advice. If you don't want something useless, you should check out the games we make at 7 Generation Games. 7 Generation Games, games that make you smarter. For middle school Or maybe if you're a little bit behind high school, or maybe if you're like Julia, college, Seven Generation Games, check them out.
And if you want to make more friends in middle school, just pants them and you'll all have a good laugh and everyone will love you. So good night.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the More Than Ordinary podcast.
For more information, please go to our website, 7generationgames.com. And that's 7 as in the number 7, generationgames.com.
If you'd like to learn more about math and history, or increase your vocabulary, while at the same time having fun, you can purchase our games at 7generationgames.com/buy.
You can also donate and help a much-deserving student.
And as always, please tell a friend and don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
It's never too late to be more than ordinary.